Hey everybody, before we get started, I do have a small message from one of our fellow podcasters.
Welcome to the Arcane Amphitheater, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play centered around a cast of morally ambiguous re-deviants. Join us as our cast attempts to atone for the sins of their past in this roleplay-heavy, character-driven story.
He's a really good friend. I hear all really good friends.
Our troop is sure to bring you laughter.
I am in the possession of magic-enhancing drugs.
Tears.
The pain that I've endured, it can't be for nothing, right?
Hope.
I did the unthinkable, and you better believe I will do the impossible.
But most importantly, characters worth rooting for.
I summon a vestige of a person that I wish I could have become but never could.
Don't miss out when the curtain rises at Arcane Amphitheater, available anywhere you get your podcasts, with new episodes dropping every Wednesday. We hope to see you there. Gang ho.
So, if you get a chance, give them a listen. Thank you very much, and back to our show. Hey everybody, welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your humble casino lord, but before we get started, let's get some lightsaber checks. John.
Hey, this is John playing as Lucius, level 8 sorcerer, and I got a 4. Go for it, Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean, and I play 4 as a level 8 shifter. I got a 17. Marshall.
Hey everybody, this is Marshall. I play Keegan, a level 8 fighter samurai, and I got a
20!
Oh, oh my god.
Oh, here's the second one. Oh.
That's an 11, Marshall.
That is an 11. I failed. I'm sorry, guys. I tried. Mav, why don't you go next?
My name's Mav. I played Dosh, a level 8 swashbuckler. And I rolled a 7. Jesse.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jesse. I play Oswald. I'm not Oswald, but I play Oswald on TV. He is a level 5 Inquisitor, and I got a 5.
Alrighty. John, how about them recaps?
That means I win the recap. I believe that we started off with descending into a space and then coming back into consciousness, wondering why we were so beat up with... what's the name of our time flayer?
Olamanth.
Olamanth. Yeah, telling us that the work is completed. Justin sent his sheriff down after us. What's his name? Like, Sheriff Blank?
Yep.
And we tried to strategize how to get out of fighting him for way too long before we decided to finally just go and fight him. And in that fight... Oswald passed out, and we learned that he's got this neat feature where the Far Realm Hounds of Tyndalos come after him if he falls asleep, or something close to that. Now they're coming after us. I think, did Sheriff Blank make it out of that alive?
Sheriff Blank and one of the hands, luckily he was only sent down with 3.
Right. Yep.
2 of them were eaten by the hounds.
That was their own fault.
Yet there was, what, 4 or 5 guns? I forget.
Yeah.
And then, we managed to barely escape. We're pretty beat up. Oswald's unconscious. Keegan spent the entire time just kind of thriving off Die Hard. I think I had to roll a 20 to get out of there. I guess I could use a description of... Like Sean said, we're kind of in the green room for the maze. We kind of like pass a 30-foot barrier or something, right, to get out of the maze while running away from the hounds. Yeah.
Yeah. So we pick up this session in the green room. Sheriff Blank, as well as one of the hands, is there. Your team, fairly beat up, is also there. And Olamanth. Oswald is currently unconscious, and you were all trying to figure out what to do next. You'd brought up looking for a first aid kit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, I'm going to start rifling through Oswald's stuff. Do you still have any of those really cool energy drinks?
That's awesome. I don't think I was ever actually tracking those in detail on my character sheet, so I say we leave that up to Jeff.
I would say that they're still in the vehicle.
Okay.
But with that said, one of the hands here will go over next to the elevator, open up a side panel, and pull out the first aid kit. There are 8 heel pins as well as 2 jump starts. A jump start can be slammed into somebody to wake them up. Kind of a Narcan situation.
Yeah,
let's pass it over here. I got this.
He can just like a little bit on himself first to make sure it works. All right, we're good.
Yeah. I'll grab one of those jump starts from him if he's willing to give it and see if about waking up my buddy here.
We need to hit him with the heel pins too, right?
Once he's up.
Okay.
Right? Is that how we do this? I'm not a medic. He's our medic.
Let's get him started and wake him up.
We decide to jump start him.
Yeah. You jumpstart Oswald. Oswald, you snap out of the dream you are having. The world flashes back into place as you shift back from your vigilante form into your Tim's form.
Mm-hmm.
You are alive, you are awake, but you can feel that your body is not right. The cybernetics you had installed combined with this jumpstart with how they've been overpressed, you are going to take 2 points of stat damage to all 6 stats.
Nice.
This will happen again every hour you are awake.
What you got at?
Until you get actual rest. All of you can see Oswald wake up, come to, right? But you can see Oswald has a bit of like foam kind of coming out of the side of his eyes, as well as his ears and nose.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
As I come to, yeah, it's not like a groggy waking up from sleep. It's my eyes snap open. I'm panicky. My eyes are wide. I'm looking around, thrashing, like, what's going on? Where are the hounds? What? We gotta go. Where? What? And I'm like trying to get to my feet, so...
For the rest of you, you can hear the scratching at the door. You can hear the ripping, the sounds of the hounds. As Oswald snaps to, that fades away. It's quiet down here, with the exception of the ragged breathing of Oswald and Keegan.
Is anybody physically restraining me?
I've got a hand on your shoulder, and I'm trying to calm you down. It's like, hey, we're okay. We're okay. The hounds are gone. You woke up. We're all good. We're all good. I think.
No, they're coming. They're coming. I'm like looking around, and yeah, I am probably not properly seeing what is actually around me.
I'm gonna use my strength and his lack of strength to pull him into a bear hug and pat his head. It's okay.
Yeah, they're gone. Probably now. Win that fight, but I am struggling the whole time trying to get away and get someplace else.
Yeah. No, I don't know if this is the right move, but it's what I'm doing. It's okay. We're here. We got you. Hounds are gone. I keep looking over at the door.
Yeah, I'll at some point I'll just kind of like settle into just kind of mumbling and nervously looking around. But yeah, it's a rough time for Oswald right now.
Those of you who are not Oswald or Keegan, go ahead and give me a sense motive.
I'm so good at those.
I rolled a natty 1 for a total of 13.
I got a 25.
I got a 20.
All right. This is a lot of emotion for an android to handle.
My emotion chip that I had installed is like gritting out.
Yeah, it's switching between like the 5 emoticons it has. You're like, this isn't matching up with angry face, happy face, or sad face. But for Fours and Lucius, while this is happening, you can see Sheriff Blank is clearly got that look on their face as though they're using their sliver. Olamanth is in. The creatures seem to be gone. It's time for us to find the door.
Oh, God. Do we...
See, Oswald? Olamanth says they're gone. They're gone. It's okay.
Olamanth's still here? What? Where are we?
Yeah.
What day is it?
Here. I'm going to stab you really quick. I'm going to hit him with one of the heel pins.
Alrighty.
I'll just like look down at it. It's like... Well, that's not going to do anything.
Say, Fors, I think that the sheriff needs his restraints put back on him.
I'm just going to look over it. Lucius, all like torn to shreds.
Sheriff Blank will look angrily at Lucius before looking pleadingly at Fors.
Wait, how hurt is Fors right now?
I'm at 30 something.
I don't know if that's like good for me. Like, so, are you hurt? I didn't.
It's pretty bad for me. It's probably the worst you've ever seen, Fors.
No, I've
second most.
You... Oh yeah, just about.
Seen you cubified. Yeah, if you're that hurt, then I do want to put the restraints back on him because those are. I'm hoping that they're going to block his sliver, but I'll head over you to grab them so that I can put the restraints on him.
Yeah, sure. And I'll look over at Blank. Are we going to have company now?
Sheriff Blank would. I don't know what you mean.
Sigh.
Well.
All right. Justin is upstairs with some black cats. He wants to get this solved before the Jones show up. Lucius, you can roll me a knowledge corporate on what the Jones are.
Yeah, will do. Until I was racking my brain to see if that's something I should have remembered. All right, attempt to roll a knowledge corporate, and I got a total of 22.
Okay. Yeah, so there are some similarities. The Jones, on base level, are somewhat like the Raylands, right? In Golden, people that generally go to the orphanage get the last name Jones.
Okay.
But the Jones here in Golden are closer to what the Justicari are in the Rethi Empire. They are a elite combat and military force that works specifically for the president. So they're not bound by the casino lords or the union kings, and they're here to enforce golden law. With the 22, you know that the Jones, all of them have a special and unique Tims, so they all look exactly the same. They're all 5'11", slightly curly red hair, dark skin, 3 white dot tattoos under each eye. Their shoes make them exactly 6 foot. You can't tell them apart, but that's what the Jones are.
Okay. Can I get an idea of how bad any laws have been broken right now? So he's saying the Jones are gonna get here, and he wants to solve before they get here. But I guess I'm not grasping what they're coming to enforce.
Well, you know that time shenanigans aside, you do remember your conversation with Clash about how it is not good to use outsiders or planar creatures in Golden. Like, they don't have laws, they're not treated as citizens, but the idea here with Burkane having brought in outsiders, or at least now being responsible for them,
okay,
thanks to Oswald, would put him in a place that the president would push for. He's going to be responsible for everything that's happening.
I could see that. So not so much the disappeared into time monster that we just fought. It's more that Burkane exists, Olamanth?
Yeah, imagine originally he would have been in trouble for the monster, for the Child of Oblivion.
Yeah.
But you remove that. But
right.
Now you have Olamanth, which, okay, can be handled, but the Hounds have now compounded that.
Yeah, I see. So I've got some cuffs back on Sheriff Blank.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question for everybody is, are we taking him with us, or are we just stashing him or kicking him out or something?
Well, we have to go through how many black cats upstairs?
3.
I like the idea of a bargaining chip. No offense, dude.
I mean, he'll look at you with that like, dude, what the fuck?
All right, we got to get Oswald out of here. Same as Keegan.
Yeah, we can't handle elite guys right now.
How much do heal pins heal?
They heal your character level as a full round action, so they treat it like you've slept a whole day.
Oh, yeah, that's not gonna do anything for Oswald.
But they,
so I'm getting back 5 HP.
Yes. And one stat point, because they heal ability damage as well.
One stat point total, right? Not one stat point per stat.
It is per stat.
Okay. Well, that's better than it could have been.
Okay, that was a good decision then. Let go of you now, Oswald.
I'm just like aching, but I'll nod.
Are black cats like the people we just fought?
No. Black cats are probably more closely associated with something like Applied Solutions. They are high-end mercenaries for Golden.
Oh.
Are we trying to get out of this building, or are we trying to get back into the halls to take Aldermath home?
I think that, wasn't that door destroyed?
Well, that's right. Yeah, you're right. So we have to go find another door. So we're just trying to get out of here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
We can. Go on, sorry.
And Aldermath would... And we have to remove those who would know the pathways to the halls.
Who is that? Like, do you have a list?
Look over at Sheriff Blank and ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, Olamanth would lock eyes with Lucius, and you've told me the Brucane and the Taro have this. If they are not removed, then people will find their way in. They must be forgotten.
Oswald feels sick to his stomach.
Wait, we're trying to kill Taro Shin. He's coming here to do a deal with Brucane. If we erase Brucane, he never existed. Taro Shin won't come to the city. We don't have to kill him?
Yeah, time gets complicated.
The Brucane's a bad guy, so.
Yeah, that doesn't change our assignment.
Right. And if Taro gets forgotten, is there just a new Kabuto member we have to deal with?
I'm thinking that we gotta confront Justin, and maybe there's a way we can come up with we need some sort of leverage if we're not gonna fight them, right?
Right.
Part of that leverage can be that if we get killed, then maybe repercussions from the Dargeth Empire.
Like the full force of Amon's gonna come on down on them?
Or maybe we can say that, or play off of how the Joneses are coming.
Yeah.
To anything enforce happens, laws. Right.
Anybody happens to Oswald, then there's a swarm of angry Dindalos hounds in his offices. And then the Joneses won't like that.
Olamanth would say that if you sleep again, I will make sure the hounds do not remember you.
Oswald will just kind of like look down. If Keegan's no longer restraining him, he's gonna go like to the center of the room, basically as far away from the corners of the room as possible, and he's just gonna spit.
Yeah, I'd let you go.
I'd probably put headphones over my ears. I'm not turning anything on though. It's just habit at this point.
Can Oswald like sleep without the hounds showing up? Do we have to put you in like some sort of medical coma or something?
Like we just have to find a dome. Right?
A sphere like in Las Vegas.
Sleep in a dome?
Yeah. Nice dome. Yeah, put him in. Put him in, yeah.
I will mutter hamster ball.
Time for you to go to the sleepy dome.
Wasn't the architecture in the Dream Realm Casino kind of trippy and not very angular?
Correct.
That's definitely sprites.
Yeah. Maybe that's the solution for trying to get Oswald some sleep before he just dies.
I like the idea of fixing Oswald's problem, but we have another problem we're dealing with. Yeah, we've got people coming to us. Right? I'll look at Blank.
Yeah, Blank will... Yeah, I mean... Hey, if you guys want to head up, we'll wait down here if that's
I like this guy. Come with me.
Not an ideal situation, but I'm thinking that maybe Keegan gets Oswald back to Sprite's place and try to get him some sleep, and the rest of us try to talk down Justin.
As it sits, just so we're aware, you guys have 7 heal pins left and 1 jump start.
Why would we need to know that, Jeff? Why is that why is that important information right now?
I'm just saying. You have a pizza, there's this many people, there's this many slices left.
Alright, thank you for that. We should be using these things right now anyways. Everybody that's hurt, start freaking popping yourselves with pins.
Yeah, give fours a couple.
Yeah. As people are passing out heel pins and fixing how they're hurt, This is probably the first time that I'm noticing that Lucius looks torn up.
Yeah, I'm hurt. I mean, not as hurt as everybody else, but... Well, I guess if you think about it percentage-wise, sure.
Well, what I mean is, like, not just wounded, but, like, literally torn up as opposed to shot.
Hmm.
Yeah, having listened to the last episode today while I was delivering, Fours and Lucius look bad.
I'm pretty sure I'm fine.
Yeah, no, you're gorgeous, Dosh. Never change.
I don't think anything happened to me. I'm good.
Yeah, I've got it marked that I took 20 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Only 20? Yeah. I think most of the hit point loss I suffered was in that home stretch.
You went back in to get him. Remember,
yes, but I mean, spent a lot of time out there.
Yeah,
I'm down to 36 hit points. So, but that's.
Oh yeah! 56. Oh, I forgot. I have non-lethal, and I'm buffered. Mm-hmm. I was just looking at my current hit points. I'm dieharding right now.
Right, but your non-lethal is going to heal along with your other one.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's almost like you're healing double.
Yeah, I'll need a
little
pen.
Bit. I said we give you a bunch of pens.
I'll take one. So it's level hit points, right?
Correct.
So if I put one in me, then I'll put me up to.
Unless six. There's somebody there who can roll a heal check to help it along.
I can do it.
Hey, Oswald, want to rub this in for me?
DC 15. If you do it, it's double. If not, just 8.
And it's also an equal. It heals an equal amount of subdual if he has subdual.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll kind of.
But look I up will and say then... this, Oswald. Before you roll, you can only do this on one person.
Yeah, do it on the diehard guy.
Okay, I'll make that clear to the group. Like, hey, I think I can only pull this off for one of you. So, who needs it the most?
I'd say give it to Keegan, and I'll pop a heal pin myself.
All right, I'll nod to Keegan, and you know. Do what I can to like put it in like just the right spot so it like increases its effectiveness, like hits, you know, his like brachial artery or something like that. Total of 25 on a heal check.
Wow, 25? Excellent. Yeah. Keegan, you will get triple from this.
Oh, sweet. That'll do. Thank you, Oswald.
Yeah. I'm glad you're okay. I'm looking around okay. Like I'm clearly like, I'm not saying it, but it's like, why are we still in this room? I do not like this room.
There's a mirror in the
gotta
here.
Heal
I'm looking
up. I don't think it's a good idea to just try to run away from Justin. I think we need to confront him.
Also, during this time in this room, your bullet shields and other spells that are minute per level will wear off.
Mm-hmm.
Can my meat shield still be going?
Did it not get used up?
I don't think so.
Nice. Okay.
I haven't used mine.
Okay. That was.
I thought you gave yours to Keegan.
Oh.
He did.
Yeah, you did.
I used the meat shield. I used that all up. I did a jump thing and got used as a flail.
I remember that.
But I effectively just got 48 hit points back, so thank you.
Nice.
Well, they're all healing up. I'm going to find a mirror and make sure I'm not scratching the chassis.
Put a fresh dab of Brill Cream in your hair.
Yeah. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
I don't want fop, goddammit.
So we've used how many heal pins? I've used one. Keegan has one.
Okay, how many of those pins did we use?
I used one.
So we have 6 left at this point?
What?
I'll say yes.
We had 7.
We had 7 total.
Had 7, used 3. We're down to 4 with 1 jump start left.
Okay. I don't know where I got 10 from.
It's a nice round number. It sounds good. It was.
All good, buddy. Spamming that A button while I talk.
If it works, it works, right?
Okay.
Do you want to give Fours another one?
Sure.
Fours.
I mean, could you use another one, Keegan?
Yeah. Yeah, I could do with another one.
All right. So then you and Oswald take another one then and call it good.
Okay.
What is it? A jump start? Does that just pop you back, or does that heal you too?
It doesn't heal. It brings you back to consciousness.
Okay.
As long as you're not actually dead.
All right.
It's like it overcomes the fact that your non-lethal is above your current HP.
Yeah, or if you have the dying condition, you are now awake. Mm-hmm. Effectively gives you kind of temporary diehard.
Yeah, makes sense. I'll take that last heal pin, and I will not inject myself with it yet. I'm just kind of holding it and looking at it.
Sheriff Pine could be looking at it, like, but he's not expecting to get it, but...
I mean, I don't really know what Sheriff Blank's current status is. Like, I'm missing a chunk of time in which it seems like how we're treating Sheriff Blank may have shifted a bit. He's still on the other side. He's still a prisoner, but, like, I wasn't aware for the whole him being part of the mad run from the Hounds.
Nope. The only other person who's in the same place as Dosh is the last hand that is with Sheriff Blank. Because that guy rolled a nat 20 on his run, so.
Good job, dude. You don't get a pin.
Yeah, he'll know what you mean.
I'll look over at Lucius. So are we winging it?
Yeah.
Oswald's shoulders will slump when you say yeah.
But yeah, Oswald, I don't want you in this fight.
Yeah, I understand. I can make it back to Sprite's place.
I don't necessarily want you alone either, though. Yeah, then you can maybe hang out or something. Or
I could
stay
call
out
Pol.
Of danger but still be here. Could call Pol. As much as I trust that guy.
Oh, lawyer.
I already did that. I sent her a text before we as soon as we came upstairs. And I'll check my phone, my HCOM, to see if, like, because I did that, like, right before I passed out. So for all I know, she's been calling me since. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, there is a barrage of missed texts and phone calls from Clash of, where are you? What are you guys doing? Call me. But a lot of these are showing up on your phone as, like, hours ago.
Yeah.
Even before you fell asleep. Time-wise, it doesn't quite make sense to you when you look at it. It's like, she tried to call 5 hours ago. What happened? Kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'll just toss my HCOM over to Dosh and say, I think Okani is looking for an update.
I'll catch it. We have signal in the green room?
You do, yeah.
I'll see if I can return her call and see if she'll answer.
It'll ring twice before you'll hear Okani's voice and, Oswald?
Hey, how you doing? It's Dosh.
Well, clearly you're not Oswald. Dosh, they've closed the entire casino down. It is locked up. We have hands all out here. I'm out here with the rest of the crowd. What's going on in there?
We need our lawyer.
Oh my god, the rest of the crowd?
Awesome. Oh, yeah, I love a crowd. Okay.
No wonder authority's coming.
We don't really have time to get deep into it, but we hear the time flare trying to fix find a door, but what I need you to do is, can you get Oswald somewhere without any corners so he can take a nap?
I don't know what a time flare is. I don't understand what that is. I guess I could get your friend to go take a nap somewhere. Sure. I'm out here next to the news crew.
Oh,
Justin won't let anybody else within about 200 feet of the casino right now. He shut it down entirely. What I understand, the Jones are on the way. Hands are out here. I know we talked about you guys going there.
Dosh, can I have the HCOM, please?
No.
What did you do, Blake?
Talking to my lawyer.
No. It's not on speaker, is it?
I thought it was on speaker. We always talk on speaker.
Yeah,
I don't.
I'll hit it on speaker, but I'm not handing him the phone.
Right. So it shifts the speakers, you hear, Okani. So all of a sudden, we have a freaking red alert on a planar breach at a casino here. I thought you were going to get your winnings when you all of a sudden marched down there. What is happening?
Okani, this is Lucius. There's been an incident here, as you can tell. We were not able to understand the depth of this incident until coming out of the maze. That's where it happened. So yeah, we did show up, and surprisingly, I do have the winnings. It was transferred to our account, because we did do the task for Justin, but due to the incident that happened while we were inside of the maze, he needs to confront us, and apparently authority is on its way, as you said, the Jones. So we need to find out a way to be, I guess, legally safe from this incident somehow. But a problem is that Oswald somewhat caused it. Without going into depth, we need to get him somewhere safe under a certain amount of parameters. We need to get him to a room that's round and doesn't have any corners. We think that if we can get him to Sprite's Casino, we can get him to a safe place. Is that something that you can help with, or do we need to get Justin's permission to get out of here?
Yeah, O'Connell, okay, sure.
Yeah, it's a lot. Round room?
Yeah, I can take him to the merry-go-round. I'm pretty sure they have one in the Daymare.
I don't know if you guys are locked out of this casino.
Yeah, no one's allowed in. Justin went in with some black cats. They said they're trying to clear this out to get this under containment before it escalates.
Okay.
I'm going to head to the door.
So the green room has an elevator that goes up to the main floor.
Okay, that's right. It's an elevator that comes down, so...
Yeah.
There's no movement at that door yet, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Am I grasping this right, that if we're in a green room and there's an elevator that goes up, that Justin's probably just up there and we're going to have to confront him no matter what?
Correct.
Thank you. Yeah, heal up, guys. So, starting to kind of, I guess, grasp the scenery a little better here. I guess that conversation with O'Connor needs to go different, because we're not going to just go up there and say, oh, hey, sorry, Justin, but we're going to sneak Oswald out the door. And I think that the whole conversation needs to go different.
That still makes sense. Like, she's getting the accommodations ready for us so that
we're
not spending a bunch of time, right? Like, it doesn't really change too much.
Right. I could see that.
Also, we should wire her a bunch of money now that we have money, in case that goes away.
Do we need to riff up Blank to get some information?
Well, no matter what happens, Lucius, Sungaze, Lancer, and Clash are your lawyers, and we will represent you in this.
We make it out, expect to get paid handsomely. We're going to head up and we're going to confront Justin, and hopefully we can get out of here without it being too much of a mess.
Okay. When the Jones show up, should I tell them to rush in, or do you want me to try to hold them back?
Well, let's go in character. They're cops. Hold them back, please.
Could I talk to cops? Blank.
Look straight at him, A-cab.
Yeah, they could be just as corrupt as Blank.
O'Connor will... Alright, I'm going to buy you as much time as I can. Please, please try not to make this worse.
We have Blank hogtied under the floor. Anyways...
Okay, that's...
Don't forget us. Love you.
Yeah, she'd be like, I didn't hear that. Bye.
I'll hang up the phone and I'll hand it back to Oswald.
So now this is an interdimensional incident instead of just an international incident.
Is there a standard gear for black cats? Are they known for, like, walking around with a certain type of weapons, I guess?
Yeah, generally they wield auto rifles, very similar to what you have over in the Rethi Empire. They wear basically kind of like Kevlar business suits.
Okay.
But well-decorated, kind of like black and gold. Think very mariachi style.
Nice. Melee weapons?
A set of brass knuckles that do electric damage.
Ouch.
Hey, Blank, are these black cats more loyal to you or to Bricane?
Blank, you can tell, is dealing with too much shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All of this is above everything that he's prepared for.
He's probably also constantly getting pinged by Justin.
Yeah. Like, every other moment you look at him, he's got a look on his face like he's trying to ignore a text. It's like, yep. Yeah. Black cats, I mean, they're loyal to money.
Oh, yeah, they're the mercs, right? Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean...
No, we can fix that.
And he'll kind of like, I mean, I'm loyal to money, but... fuck, it's not worth it, right? Like, what the hell is happening here? I wanted to be sheriff. I just won my election. That's all I'm supposed to freaking happen.
I just want to be a corrupt cop and sit behind a desk and collect millions of dollars of bribes. Is that so much to ask?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of look on his face like, This wasn't supposed to be hard. You were a bunch of schmucks from out of town. I was supposed to put you down, and now what the fuck? I lost all my friends. All I've got left here is Ernest, and now the freaking black
guy's one friend's
here.
Like, hey.
Yeah, Ernest is legit, dude. Look at him.
Yeah. Ernest kind of shrugs, and yeah, that happens.
You didn't look us up before coming after us?
What's to look up? You're a freaking third tier repo company. They got bought out by a fucking corporation. You guys are losers.
I kind of miss your tough guy facade that you had when we first met you.
You probably would have learned that we worked directly under Typh Raylan himself if you had looked it up.
Sheriff Blank will look at you, Dosh, and is Raylan hiring?
How do you feel about Dungeon Crawl?
Have you ever seen the show Dungeon Crawl?
Oh, he would be the great.
So good.
Jesus, welcome to the family.
Yeah, you can see Ernest is kind of looking at him with that, like, good God.
I would like to look over at Sheriff Blank and say, are there cameras in this room?
I don't know. I don't run casinos. I don't do this. I don't understand. No.
Hey, Ernest, are there cameras in this room?
Ernest will shake his head. No, there's not.
How about in the elevator?
Yes.
I'll go over to the elevator. My plan is to get into the elevator and find and disable the camera.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a perception check, DC 22. And if you pass that, disable device check, DC 20.
I'll follow him and hold the door. I don't want that closing on him and just taking off.
Yeah, that's a good call. I only got a 12 on the perception check, so I do not spot this camera.
Yeah, you can't find it.
Yeah, I'll keep looking. I've got nothing better to do right now.
We don't have a whole bunch of time, so I'm going to interrupt this because these Joneses are going to show up, right? So we've got to go up and confront Justin.
They're Jonesing for us.
The Jones and Forrest.
Yeah, Ernest would. When the Jones get here, they're going to put down every outsider they see.
Do we all look at Olamanth or just me?
No, we all look at Olamanth.
I mean, Ernest looks at you and Olamanth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ernest, you look like you got a cool head on your shoulders. You want to make some money?
Yeah.
I like that he pretended to think about it for a second.
Yeah, get him back his gear.
Yeah, he lifts up the visor on his helmet, and you see kind of like the, scruffy mid-30s, like, dishwater blonde hair, scruffy beard, and kind of, what are you thinking?
We're going to go up, and we're going to confront Justin, and hopefully there's not going to be any violence. But if there is, we've got the numbers.
Yeah, Ernest will, I am going to be real honest. We were sent down to kill you. We failed that part, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheriff Blank would, shut up, Ernest. And it means that Justin's probably going to try to make sure this gets done. Kind of why we were hoping to be left behind, so that way they can shoot up the elevator when you get up there.
Well, I've got my demolition kit.
I'm going to start looking for an access panel in the roof of the elevator car. Like, I want to get out of the elevator and into the elevator shaft, if possible.
Well, you tried to kill us. You failed. If you want to come with us and help us get out of here, then there's money for you in it. If not, then you know what? Yeah, stay down here. Don't get in our way.
Go and give me a diplomacy.
You got it.
And he does suffer from human.
Yay!
Silly human. We're going to come at him with like a 41 then.
God, what is this? Fours grappling?
Jesus.
What's happening here?
Is that a human bonus?
Rolled a 19. Got the human bonus.
Yeah. Ernest said, hey, man. And he looks at Sheriff Blank. I don't think I'll have a job after this anyways. I'll take some money if you have it. And
yeah.
If you hand him back his gold cat special, yeah. He'll make sure it's loaded, ready, and good to go. For any of you that have these weapons, I have the stats for them if you want to use them, but they are very heavy single-handed weapons. They kind of require some training.
Yeah, I don't intend on doing that.
I'll try one out.
I got my auto rifle.
All right. In the case that they're just going to blast us, we come out the elevator, I have a tower shield. Okay. And I'm hoping I could set that up at the door and give us full cover. Does that seem feasible?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Ernest will, after he gets one, he'll hold his hand out. I can use another one.
Oh, he's a badass.
Yeah. Give this man another one.
I don't care if he turns on this now. This guy is...
Watch him also be like a master of deception, and he's just going to shoot us in the back.
Man, each Black Cat special is like 35 gold. How can your warband afford that, given 2-1 guy?
Once he loads and checks both weapons, he'll put it into holsters and get some part of your team. You know what I mean, Vern?
And this episode is called The Importance of Being Earnest.
All right, let's load up into this elevator.
All right.
Sheriff Blank will wonder, are you guys taking him with him, or you just leave him down here handcuffed on the floor?
Yeah, come on, Blank.
The way I'm seeing this, there's a camera. Justin's up there with three guys with guns. I am concerned that they're just going to just open up fire inside this elevator. If he's a handcuffed dude, let's just leave him.
Or we just put him in front of the door.
I'm not trying to kill a guy.
Forrest had him as a human shield before, so.
Yeah, I know, but we're out of that circumstance. New circumstance.
Yeah, that was the heat of the moment, you know?
Yeah, Ernest will step up next to you, Lucius, as I guess you're in front of the door with your tower shield.
I guess so, yeah.
Keegan's behind you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll be next to Keegan.
So on the way up, I'm going to get out another round of bullet shields. I'm going to use 1, 2, 3 third level spell slots to get Forz, Dosh, and Keegan.
I'll give it to... I don't need it. Give it to Ernest.
Okay. This is like go to touch you. Just all right, Ernest.
The Justin Burkane art that's from Wonder Woman 84.
Yes.
Perfect.
But it could be better.
I think just in case it's gonna hurt, but Oswald's gonna get it too.
Okay. This is while we're in the elevator, right?
Yeah, on the way up.
I look super uncomfortable in this small, cornerous box.
How big is it? Like a -4 for using a weapon untrained?
It is. And the Gold Cat Special, it is an additional -4 if you try to use it one-handed, unless you're trained in it.
Okay.
But it is a heavy, deadly, semi-automatic weapon. I'll post the rules for it here for you now if you want.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm gonna two-hand it.
Yeah, Sheriff Blank sits there on the floor as you all load in, and he'll, Ernest, where are you going? It's like, better deal, better pay.
Hi, Sheriff.
You all wave as you leave him sitting in a green room by himself, surrounded by silence and the, scratch door from the hounds. To some extent, if this was a Delta Green game, he would probably be making a sanity roll right about now. But the elevator will go up to the main floor of the casino before it will ding and the door will open. Looking out, Lucius, you can see there are three Black Cats with their auto rifles at their side, ready and pointed at the elevator. Behind them, you see Justin Brucane as he'll, well, seems you have gotten back up here. Seems like that was a lot of wasted money on a stupid fucking sheriff.
I'm not good at this without talking, and it probably doesn't even need to roll for it, but I would like to try to sense motive to get a hunch if he always wanted us dead after this, if there was, he never really had any intentions of keeping us alive or dealing with us.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a sense motive with a 24. What is it?
He's a human, right?
He does suffer from human.
Okay. Is he under the effect of any magical influences?
He is. It appears he's gotten rid of some burdens.
Oh my.
He didn't he just get his burdens back?
He doesn't remember losing them.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's like all the benefits.
Yeah. Maybe. No, it's a. There's a reason why he wanted you to do this.
I don't like being used.
You can tell there's what? There's an awkwardness in the fact that he didn't hope to kill you. He knew it might be a chance. If all of this could have gone perfectly, none of you would have to be in this situation.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, if you guys could have removed the child without an instant and gotten the sword from Olamanth, he would have let you all walk out of here without a problem.
Mm-hmm. But now we got a problem.
Well, because you got a living Olamanth and you've kind of summoned more monsters. There's a lot of stuff happening there.
There's a lot of problems that he's come to contain.
Yeah, and he's forgotten about the original problem that he hired you for, so...
Uh-huh.
Right now, it's all your problem, because you're the one who brought in Olamanth and all the hounds.
Yeah, I see it that way. So I think it's fairly safe that he's, just like Okani has said, he's come shut down the hotel to contain the issue.
Correct, yep.
So I guess I'll be slowly walking forward with my shield up, and I'll say, is there any chance we get out of this without a fight?
You know what, Estebold? Sure. Give me the outsider. The rest of you can leave.
Can you put, I cannot remember his name to save my life. Can you type his name in for me?
Olamanth?
Olamanth. And that's why I wanted it typed in. Olamanth. Keeping my shield up, I'll kind of sigh and I'll look back to Olamanth. And
Olamanth, will, when you look back at him, he's like, is this the one that must be forgotten?
And I'll say... This is the one. Justin, you'll get what you need. And so I'm expecting Olamanth to start this off.
We all turn to look at Olamanth.
As you all look back at Olamanth, and you confirm, like, this is the one, Olamanth will very well. And Olamanth will just disappear and reappear behind Justin.
I wonder if I can remember how I got so rich.
How many grenades do you have left?
A lot.
Maybe I've just played too much Final Fantasy Tactics, but I see a nice T-shape for a grenade.
Everybody turn to your left and punch that chocobo.
I'm not really set up for a grenade, but I know that I did give Oswald a grenade. But
I think you did, and I think I probably shoved it in a pocket and forgot that I had it.
All right.
As Olamanth appears, Justin will reaction ability when an enemy is next to them. Will take a 5-foot step back.
It's perfect.
He does not have any weapons in hand, but will scream at the Blackettes, "Take it down!" And we will all roll initiatives.
Okay. Click on myself.
Hell yeah.
Character sheet. And click on initiative. I clicked on the wrong thing.
You even narrated your actions. How did
I clicked on the little gear and not initiative itself.
You're on the board at 6, though.
I know. I did it eventually. And that's low. I'm embarrassed.
As Justin steps back, dodging out of the way of Olamanth's sudden appearance, you'll see that Justin turns on their cough, similar to what Lucius has.
I don't think I'm familiar with what Lucius has.
A cough.
Yeah. The cough, a professional suit made by Dalam Crow. It's made to keep the wearer safe until help can arrive. It generates a sonic barrier around the wearer that reduces damage and range attacks and does a sonic damage back to the attackers.
Interesting.
As long as they don't move.
Now toss your grenade.
So a vibration begins around Justin as he yells at the Blackettes, "Take it down! Kill the rest!" Boars, you are first to react as Olamanth appears and this all begins to start. You'd hear the, casino machines in the background, but there's nobody here. It's really weird being in a casino alone, because there's still like jingling noises, there's the smell of the buffets, there's all of that stuff, but there's not the sound and feeling of the movement of people. It makes it like a really desolate kind of depressing zone, especially with like machines making noises to attract people when there's no people to attract.
All the slots are still going.
Yeah, yeah. You hear the jingles of like, you could be a winner.
Keegan.
It's like when the movie finishes and then the DVD menu is just playing that loop.
Yeah.
And you see that, you hear that same loop, that same like 2 minute loop of audio.
There's a snake in my boots.
Alright, I'm going to open up fire on the center black cat who's in front of Justin.
Alrighty.
And we'll see if this is any sort of accurate. So I'm going to roll my Corlean Thumper and we'll subtract 4.
Lucius, you stepped forward and out, right?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay.
Alright, 17 to hit and 18 to hit.
17, 18 will miss, but they're close. The well-made suits of the Black Cats seem to give off a slight aura similar to Lucius's bolt shield.
Okay.
The bolt seems to graze and then shift off as it all of a sudden, like, you hear a like pachinko machine behind them explode.
A bunch of coin sets going out.
Yeah. Like, you're going ham on level 3 of Sonic.
Just lost all my rings. Alright, yeah. After I take my shots, I keep behind Lucius's tower shield.
Okay, nice. Lucius, tower shield in hand. You see the black cats in front of you. Two of them are shifting back towards Olamanth. One of them, though, is staying focused on the elevator, pulling up their auto rifle to fire.
All right. For my move action, I'm going to inspire courage. But for my standard action, we're going to use a brand new spell. I call this one Warp Metal.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to attempt to break all of their guns. And knowing that they have brass knuckles, I'm going to break the brass knuckles too.
Just squish all their fingies.
Well, I imagine that if they got guns out, they probably don't have brass knuckles on at the same time. Or they do, and I...
I'm
kidding.
They do. And in fact, actually, you looking at that, go and give me a knowledge corporate real quick, Lucius.
All right.
Such an awesome spell.
I got a total of 25.
Yeah, with the 25, you recognize the guns that they're using are not standard issue auto rifle. They seem to have the maker's mark, the Graves mark upon the side of them that tells you these are scorned market weapons. In fact, you know these are from the weapons that Matilda put onto the market. So these are all kind of basically off-brand, off-market weapons. But that being said, they're going to have to make will saves to hold on to all their stuff. Because it is permanently destroyed if you do this. Technically, you can unwarp. That's cool. If you want to re-harvest their loot, you asshole.
Yes, please.
I was going to say poor man's disjunction, but yeah, it's cheap man's disjunction.
Right. It doesn't look like it put the, this is a 4th level spell. I believe the DC is 19 on this.
Okay. wow. I hate to say it for my heroes, the Black Cats.
Jeff's heroes.
Yep. Well, let's see here with their +4 will save, how well they do. So the first gentleman, his gun, destroyed. His brass knuckles, destroyed. Second gentleman, his gun, destroyed. His brass knuckles, still good.
Oh, they make it.
Yeah, he gets a brass knuckle button. Bottom guy, his gun, fucking fine. He knows how to use a gun, and his brass knuckles are gone. Brucane is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, behind your tower shield, you warp their guns, and they're all of a sudden very feeling rather naked for this party. Was there anything else you want to do, Lucius?
That That's all I got.
Dosh.
Mage hand that guy's knuckles away from him.
I look in the elevator, and does anybody look like they're going to be pulling a grenade or anything out? Is anybody like reaching into their pockets?
I do.
You do? Okay. That's determining whether or not I jump into the middle there or I stay on the edge. All right.
You could delay.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's a thing. I will delay until after Grenade Boy throws his something to Oswald's turn.
Okay. Grenade Boy.
I'm going to toss a smoke grenade in the center of those four assholes.
Alrighty. Going with that ranged attack roll.
Total of 15 from a distance of 40 feet, I think.
You get the plus 2 from confidence?
That's already included.
Including stat penalties and range penalties and whatnot, you are more than capable of making that land. Mm-hmm. Though a smoke grenade...
Heavy concealment within 10 feet and light concealment within 20 feet. Yeah, I'll pull up the text and just drop it in the in roll 20.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just trying to find a thing to put here.
Well, that's not.
That's all that. That's terrifying.
There we go.
Have this image of these guys just beating me to death with their broken weapons.
As we watch.
Right. So, heavy concealment and light concealment. So, the rest of you cannot see any of them.
Use darkness or windshield.
Anything seen darker? I don't think so.
I mean, it's smoke, not darkness. So
that's what I meant. Right.
Yeah, I mean, they all have concealment. That's all right. Happening. But the smoke grenade lands and goes off.
I'm going to kind of run down this line of things and pull the levers and make a move. Make them make a ton of sound.
Okay.
Just to try to disorient the guys in the smoke even more, so all they hear is ding, 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 ding.
Do we walk out now?
Yeah. Sorry, old man, we're gone. yeah, so I'm going to do that and then move. So I'm threatening this guy in the smoke.
Alrighty. Yeah, you move forward.
If it doesn't take an action to push those levers, I will just swing at him.
Yeah, I would say that doing that on the way over is just part of your move action. That's okay, fine.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, well, combat expertisely. We got plus 6 or plus 2. Hit him for at a 34 with my stick.
34 will absolutely hit.
Yeah.
For 22.
Yeah, with the 22, the black cat, you can hear him start to cuss and try to wield around their auto rifle, but they're having a little bit of a hard time because their brass knuckles have broken across their hands. So like, you can hear like the jangling of metal falling.
He's going to be my guile partner.
The gentleman above, across from him, will reach down and pick up the smoke grenade because he has no gun or brass knuckles anymore. And we'll throw it as his turn. Ernest will 5 foot step out of the elevator next to Lucius, drawing forth both Gold Cat specials and attempting to take a shot. Shooting at the one in front with the brass knuckles still available will hit both times. As you can see, the suit tries to slow down the bullets, but they just like thud into him. Justin, in a panic state, still with his suit on. Kill the creature! Get the sword! Olamanth will step forward, and I don't believe anyone will remember what you said. And will attack.
Hell yeah.
Jesus.
We'll confirm the crit.
On who, though?
On Justin.
Who's that?
As the sword slashes through, you can hear the sonic reverberations off the cuff. You can see Olamanth's eyes now starting to bleed, kind of this light blue. You can see the slashes from the hounds, the damage from whatever happened down there. All of it's starting to build up. Olamanth does not look like he could survive another hit, but neither does Justin. But Olamanth will raise his blade and swing for the second time.
Lucius, you might hit your sword.
And with a 28, we'll hit again. You'll see that Justin, as he struck the second time, falls to one knee as he's coughing up blood. But Olamanth will hit the ground. You can see his chest still moving up and down a little bit as he's kind of like sucking in air. But it's hard to watch. No longer conscious as Justin stands over him, reaching for the sword. Keegan.
Oh, you do not want that. I'm going to make a dash for the sword, actually. So, yeah, can I... Basically, I plan to charge at that sword and grab it if I can.
You can.
Okay.
You will provoke a attack opportunity unless you want to pass an acrobatics check, but otherwise...
Yeah, I'll throw it in acrobatics.
Yeah, as you dash forward towards the black cats, trying to jump past them, past Justin to get to the unconscious form of Olamanth to get that sword. Everything's fine. If you pass this acrobatics, great. If you don't, the black cat gets to swing at you with their brass knuckles.
Okay.
And if they hit, though, you stop moving.
Okay. I'm just looking at my other feats, too, really quick. Evasion, nope. Fitness, mobility, that help?
Mobility absolutely will.
I do have mobility. I will do that. I do not want Justin having that sword. That was the whole purpose of... So, okay, acrobatics.
DC on this is 21.
Oh.
Classic.
I rolled a one. Fail. For everybody listening at home, it's a six. So he gets an attacker opportunity?
He absolutely does. There's no acrobatics in this, Keegan.
Like, this is... this is just straight.
What is your armor class while moving?
That would be 31.
Alrighty. This gentleman swings out with the electric brass knuckles and with a 30. A part of your beard gets zapped off. But alas, you make it through all of the black cats, sliding past Justin. Olamanth on the ground, sword in hand, looks up at you and...
Linear beings should not have the blade.
We'll protect it.
As you pry it from his hands.
Right. Let go, you son of a bitch.
I think technically I'm not a linear being.
But that is... both your moves, you can, as a swift action if you'd like, take the blade out of his hands.
I'm going to. Give me.
The second you pick up the Time Flayer's blade, you are shaken. You have the condition, so it's -2 to everything for the next round. You remember everything that happened in that black site with Corbett.
Oh, no.
There are no memories lost to you in time. There's nothing forgotten. You remember every mistake your father made, every argument your parents had. You remember the loss of every person. All of this is in one moment there. Even worse, and the problem that comes to you is the fact that you know with this blade, if you could remove certain elements, you could fix certain things. There are so many places you could undo problems if you could get there. But it is now Black Cat's turn. The guy who missed it, who doesn't have a gun anymore, will run over and attempt to punch you in the side of the face with his electric stun fist. And with a 29, will hit, as he will clock you across the side of the face for 15 points of electrical physical damage.
Oh, okay.
The other one, currently engaged with Dosh, frustratingly tries to step back, leveling his auto rifle at Dosh.
I follow him.
I figure you'd step up.
Yep.
But he'll have that moment of, aha, I've got you, as he levels the gun and goes to shoot, but will provoke from you. Justin right now is in a complete panic, is like, people are tackling, grabbing the sword, guns are going off, punches are happening, and he just has to stand there with his cough vibrating.
I know that feeling, buddy.
Rich guy solidarity. Yeah. With a 31 dosh, you will absolutely hit for 20. The gentleman here attempts to shoot at you with a 30?
I believe that misses, yep. I'm at a 42 AC, touch is 34.
Okay, yeah. Your stick is just pushing his gun to the side of you. He's like holding down the trigger and he's like, I can't land this shot. Fours.
All right. I am going to, as a swift action, turn my skin all spongy and sonic resistant.
You bastard.
And then I'm going to go boop, boop, boop up behind Gosh and just escape boop myself right here. behind Justin.
Yeah, using escape route, you're able to easily weave between all of the opponents.
And I just basically drop my Black Cat special by the elevator where I was standing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to grab Justin.
Your Play-Doh hands. The best
thing I can do is just stop this man. 27 on my grapple.
Grappled.
All right. Yeah, I think it's going to be one hand. I'm going to whirl around. Or I guess my thinking is to get him in between me and the other Black Cat's body shield as a body shield.
Okay. I will have his cough trigger on other people that attempt to attack you. Because he is not moving, so his cough still is functioning.
So it basically, if he moves, it goes away?
It's supposed to be like, yeah, you're locked in place, and so it defends you. But you have grappled him and can move him accordingly, so...
Perfect.
It goes off, you take 13 points of sonic damage.
Alright, and... So yeah, I take some sonic damage, but it is dampened. I take 5.
Justin is clearly very surprised as you reach through the sonic barrier, and you can hear him screaming, shoot him! Shoot! Shoot! Shoot the void! Shoot the void! Lucius.
One of these guys still has a gun, right?
Yes. The one behind Fours? The Fours is now wielding Justin as a shield.
Right. Yeah, the one behind Fours still has a gun. I'm going to attempt to fling my scythe at him. I'm imagining this, that I'd have my hardlight attendant or close by holding it. It would just fly out of its hands and fly towards the bad guy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I got a total of 28.
Absolutely hits.
For 11 damage.
Yeah. The Black Cat is definitely surprised when a rotating flying scythe hits him in the shoulder and turns around and, what the fuck?
And yeah, so now he's tagged. +4 to hit, and +6 damage.
You're it.
All right. Anything else, Lucius?
That's all for me.
Oswald.
So I'm the only one still in this elevator, and my heart is pounding, probably at least partly because I'm still feeling that jump start from earlier. But it's also like I was in a very similar situation to this not very long ago, and it did not go the way I wanted it to.
Fair.
And my hand will go down to my hip to pull my sword by reflex, and my sword's not there because I dropped it in that hallway back there, and nobody grabbed it. So I don't have that. So instead, I'm going to cast invisibility, and then I'm going to fire a grappling hook into this big cubicle piece of sculpture over here to my southwest, and I'm just gonna zip over there. Zoop. So I'm on the side of that sculpture, invisible.
Alrighty. Yeah, flying across somebody's the casino bitter floor. Slam into the metal ice sculpture, looking down upon the combat that is happening.
Well, I'm actually probably not looking too much at the combat. I'm actually looking elsewhere in this big casino. I'm looking at where the exits are.
I believe you already escaped backpacked out of here before.
Yep. Been here, done this.
But yeah, definitely coming out here without people, it is actually really loud. How many pachinko machines, slot machines, right? Because normally bodies block this. People talking block this noise. Mm-hmm. You by yourself on top of this golden dice as a statue in the middle of the main floor of this casino, it is loud. Dosh.
I look to the guy to my left, that's between me and Keegan, and I say, your boss is down. You don't have what you want. Just get out of here for your own safety. And then I swing at the other guy I've been fighting behind me.
the one with the gun.
to punctuate my point.
Alrighty. You do get the +4, +6.
Oof, 24 to hit.
Absolutely does.
28?
yeah, your stick smashes across his helmet. You can see his jaw is partially broken, bleeding of his mouth. He still has the gun in his hand as this Black Hat mercenary is just looking at you with pure rage. Nothing but hate. As the one that you were talking to simply says back, pay until the job is done.
And then I keep swinging because I have full attack.
Alrighty.
Second swing, 23.
Hits.
For 28 more damage.
Yeah. Jaw broken, neck snapped, man hits the ground. Dead.
And then my last, when I full attack, I get to free maneuver the stick style. I'm going to try to disarm this guy's knuckles.
Okay. That will be at a plus 10 for them, because it's very hard to disarm knuckles.
That's fair. I'm just fishing. Maybe I'll prone him instead. That is true. It is really hard to... I'll just trip him.
You smash every one of his fingers into gravel, and he still has the knuckles on.
Yeah. You are flanking. You will hit.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put that in. So then he's prone.
Yeah. He falls to the ground next to Keegan, wielding the crystal blade, and his boss being wielded by fours.
I do have stomp, so he's gonna provoke. for 33.
Yes, that absolutely is.
That's my turn.
Yeah, he takes the hit and, oh god, the one currently next to Fours who is not dead will use an acrobatics to kind of roll over and pick up the gun from his dead friend. Fours, what's your CMD?
It is 34.
Alrighty. This heroic black cat will attempt to roll past you. Oh, 24 will not. They will provoke.
Gonna beat him with Justin.
I kind of want to grab him.
Older brother, two kids in headlocks.
Mash him into the vibrating cough suit.
Make him kiss. If you are attempting to grapple him, this one with one hand, it is a minus 10.
I'm not. I'm gonna let him go.
He'll use move action, roll over, grab that gun. We'll attempt to shoot at Lucius.
That's ridiculous.
Do you still have your tower shield up?
I don't know if I have to continue bracing it.
Don't you just set it up and it just sits in front of you?
I don't know.
Be worried about Ernest.
So you get the plus 4 from the tower shield, but you don't have the extra benefits.
You got it. Don't have the full cover. So yeah. AC is like 23 right now.
All right. So we'll get a 25 to hit.
That's going to hit. I'm going to attempt to Misty Breeze this damage, though. See what spell level I'm using to do that. I've still got a lot of level 1 spells going. Is it a magic weapon?
It is not.
All right. I will take 2 of that damage.
Though the bullets that do hit you from their gun do prevent any dimensional travel. They do have dimensional anchor tied to them.
Nice.
Not useful against you. Would have been really good against Nola, man.
Right, yeah.
Kind of like really what their job been. Was, but sadly. Ernest will step forward, shooting twice again, as he'll shoot with both hands, hitting once, as the bolts kind of ricochet and bounce off the Black Cat armor. Justin will attempt with you fours of, I can pay a lot of money.
How much more does he got left?
Doesn't have to happen this way. You can work for me. We can make this a thing. Just let me go.
Oh, the whiplash from Kill the Void to I'll make you rich.
Olamanth continues to bleed out on the ground as he'll look up at Keegan and remove the vector. Keegan.
I'm still processing.
Look over at you. I'm holding the vector.
I mean, with everything coming at me, Black Sight, Bat in the Past, someone yelling at me to kill the Vector for saying this is it.
I'm the Vector Daddy.
I will stab Justin with the sword.
Very well.
The taco still spewing smoke into the casino.
Melee attack. Start going off.
Stab. 30.
For our podcast listeners, my generic token for things that aren't normal things is a double-decker taco from Taco Bell. And that was our smoke grenade. All right, back to the action. Keegan, with a 30, you absolutely hit it. You do take 6 points of sonic damage as a crystal blade plunges into Justin.
Okay.
It is a great sword, so it's 2d6 plus your strength and a half.
Maximum damage.
Flawless.
Strength and a half would be plus 4 to that.
Keegan, you watch as the sonic reverberations of the cough cut across you, doing you a small amount of damage, but Justin is gone. Fours, you forget what you were quite holding on to in the middle of this fight. Lucius, you don't know what the argument was. In fact, these mercenaries now kind of don't know why they're fighting. But Keegan, you remember Justin. You remember who he was, what he kind of was doing, what he owned, what he had. And you see how this all bends, twists, how it tries to fix in the gap of what you've removed from time and space. Who is the owner of this casino now?
You're asking a good question.
Whose biometrics will open those secret doors?
Oh, geez. You're asking me.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And the simplest answer is the best answer, because you can feel it. The way you cut away at it, like cutting through flan, like fits back together as it should. You could push it to be something that it shouldn't be, but you know that wouldn't work. Or it would be hard. Reality wouldn't like that. What is the smoothest option you can imagine to replace Justin as the owner of this casino? Or you can say no one.
Oh, jeez. I'm not good with big decisions. My gut was to say my dad.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going with that.
Very well. Time collapses. Resumes back in on itself. As the mercenaries all of a sudden look around confused. Fours, you hold nothing in your hand as your friends around you seem to be engaged in a bit of a fight, though the two people next to you don't quite seem to understand exactly what you all were fighting about. All you know is you're standing here in the Golden Creek Casino.
Is the last standing Black Cat still has his... Does he still have his weapon trained on Lucius?
He does, but you can see he has this moment of, like, he doesn't know why he's wanting to shoot this guy. You know what I mean? Like, he has that look on his face of he was defending himself, but maybe the conflict was resolved, or maybe you guys talked it out. He looks like he's coming down from, like, I was really upset a minute ago.
What?
And then someone asked me if I still had the TV, and I was like... What? And it stopped everything. I'll have my eyes trained on that guy, kind of seeing if anything's going, but I'll be kind of looking around too.
Yeah.
And I might even notice that Oswald's not here.
I think this whole mess is done, I'm going to say.
Lucius.
Yeah, I've had that whole moment of... oh shit, this is going to get really complicated. As he's stabbing him, to not understanding what's going on. And but this isn't the first time we've come to this. With a quick look around and seeing that everybody is super confused, Keegan's saying, I think this is done. I'm going to hold my hands up and say, I think that Keegan is correct. Looking at the Black Cat, people that are still alive, and say, I think this... The fighting is over here, and I'm going to attempt to de-escalate this.
Yeah, the two Black Cats will not getting paid. I'm not doing shit.
Yeah, there we go.
The one on the ground will look up at Dosh and Keegan and Fours and mind if I get up?
I'll hold out a hand.
You're done stomping me?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Sorry about that.
So I'm under the assumption that we're at this casino that is now currently
basically Keegan's in a way. Like,
yeah, you can get out of my brother's casino now.
I say, oh shit, is Olamet still bleeding out? I'll move up to take a look at him.
Yes, Olamet is still bleeding out.
Get that jump start.
Does that mean he's gonna like bleed out and die? Like, only he's alive. Or, you know, awake for it.
I will stick up a healing pin in him if we're not out of those.
We are out of healing pins.
I think we had one left.
Oh, did we? I thought we used them all.
We did use them all.
Yeah, you have one
but
left.
Somebody pocketed it instead of using it.
Oh, well, you're right.
Pocketed it.
Yep.
But yeah, with that, we'll give it one more roll. And yeah, must have been something you said, Fors, because Olamith dies in your arms.
Oh, shit.
Just a little too late.
Do I see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out. That's too much for me. That's too much mental trauma for Oswald. I'm out.
All right, so.
Somebody, you probably hear breaking glass on the far side of the room.
Gotta put a tracker on that kid.
I'm gonna sliver you, Oswald. Where you going?
Olamanth in your arms, Fors, will shift away and disappear, if you could remember, similar to the Child of Oblivion, or Justin Burgain, whatever those mean. but you do remember Olamanth. But he just no longer is.
Sad.
But Keegan, you have a crystal greatsword.
That's cool. My mind is reeling.
Yeah, and you remember everything.
Oh, this is so weird. And do I remember how my father became the owner of this casino?
You do. You did this to him.
That, but is there events that played out, or is this the new reality now? That people just remember that he owns the casino.
You know you did this.
Yes.
For everybody else, your father won the casino.
Okay.
He played the ultimate golden hand, and the best you could do in this city, he did it. Casino Lord Mesa Creek.
Is he in Golden now, or is he...
Oh, no. You know he's on vacation.
In Dargeth?
In Dargeth.
Okay.
Currently visiting Amon.
Now he's in big trouble because the Joneses are about to descend on his casino and there's a huge crowd outside.
He's in big trouble. He's had illegal Hounds of Tindalos in his maze.
I think I've basically got this sword in a death grip. Like it and I'm trying to process everything. I'm gonna take a step back from everything for a second.
Yeah, Ernest will look over at you, Lucius, and so do I have the job?
Welcome to the family.
He'll spin his gold cat specials and tuck them into his holsters. Fuck yeah. High five, boss.
Just this once, my heart grew two sizes and a high five flew out.
Mage hand.
Bigby's high five appears, Ernest.
Mage hand high five.
Yet I still prestigitation my hand clean afterwards.
Oswald, where are you escaping to?
What's the tallest building in the city?
The tallest building in the city would be the Gold Ship Library.
All right, that is where I'm headed. I'm going there, and then I'm going up.
Gonna King Kong it?
Yep.
Just say it like King Kong.
Yeah, far below you is the rest of the party. Deals with the sudden intrusion of the attack on the Golden Creek Casino. Yeah, you find yourself far above the city, looking down. Bright lights in every direction. What, at this point, this high up, you see the distant lights of the ports in silt. You can see the planar gate that goes to Corlea. You can see the lights on Summit's Nest in the mountains to the north. But out here, the wind is whipping about. It is still getting close to winter, so it is chilly up here. But your cybernetics, you can hear, once you're by yourself, you feel that like clicking in your lungs. Uh-huh. You feel your body like make a hiccuping feel. underneath where you breathe. That doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
But you are awake. You are alive. And out here, away from everything, it is quiet.
I think what I'm going to do is, once I get basically as high up as I can, but still on a vertical surface. So I don't want to go all the way to the roof. I want to just be like as close to the roof as I can, but still like on the side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fire multiple grapples into place to kind of like secure myself where I'm at in three-dimensional space, like, you know, almost like cocoon myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pull out my HCOM and find out, like, you know, like a 10-hour long loop of like violin music, like soothing violin music, and just turn that on and put that on loop. So I'm just listening to that for however long, and I'm going to pass out.
The concert playlist?
Violin in particular.
Very well. Back down on the ground, Okani will, I guess, try to call Oswald, because that's the phone that called her, and never get anyone. But all of you standing inside here with these few black cats, there's a lot of people outside this casino. Cordoned off, watching, you can see sirens, lights.
Yeah, let's get these black cats out of my casino. And get our lawyer in here.
But you would be approached. You see the doors finally push open before the Jones enter. There are four of them, all the exact same height, same hair, same skin. Like, they all look like clones of each other as they approach. And we have reason to believe that there is a planar breach happening in this area. Who's responsible for this? Who's in charge? And they look to each other back and forth as though they're all slivering before one of the Jones would. You, pointed Ernest, where's your commander? He'll look around and, Sheriff Blank's down below, sir. The Jones will look around a bit and no one leave the city. We'll have questions. Two of them will head to the elevator. The other two will stand here, look around a bit. They'll check their watches. They'll check their data pads. You're all permitted to leave for the time being, but they will get your names before you leave.
All right, who's giving fake names?
Wait, is this something that we can have Okani step in on?
Okani has not been let past the barrier yet.
All right. How am I trying to say this? Do we have the rights to ask for our lawyer?
Yeah, you can absolutely go into diplomacy and push that. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get our lawyer.
Then I will.
Get our lawyer, please.
Yeah, go give me it is a DC 30. They are all human.
Try this. Attempt to diplomatize. I got a 28, which turns into a 32.
Ah, damn their humanness. With a 32, we understand, Mr. Istbold. Like, say, don't
I never gave you my name. I'm joking, sorry.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. That's the whole reason why I called my lawyer.
Yeah, they look to each other and you didn't have to.
I feel flattered suddenly.
These guys did their research.
Mrs. Clash is outside. Please continue. We'll be looking you up further.
Yeah, I'll unruffle my feathers and begin to walk out, I guess.
Okami is out there and, oh my god, Keegan, your father's casino, what the hell happened?
A lot of shit.
You guys can see behind the crowd, behind Clash, Pulp is sitting on the hood of his car. You can see there's powdered donut all down his shirt. And he's currently dipping a hot dog into a what looks like a shot glass of vodka.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Is there a street vendor around that's selling that?
There is not.
Hot dogs and vodka?
Right.
He brought it from home. But Okani will, I'm glad you're all okay. It's crazy to hear about the complications that you guys had after your father wouldn't pay you out, but I believe Keegan said that Mesa paid out, right? So we don't have to sue him? Or do we still need to sue your father, Keegan?
Keegan?
I'm trying to catch up on actual reality for pretty much everybody else. And at the moment, we got paid out. We don't need to sue, right?
I will check my bank account.
There's a lot of zeros in there.
looks corrupt as fuck. Snowlord son. They just paid us 20 million credits. That's what they call a kickback.
I've made things so bad.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised that you decided to erase that guy.
You know,
it did seem like a good idea at the time, I'm sure.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. But there was a lot going on. And Forz is like, hey, here it is.
That's what we were doing.
Yeah.
Blaming it on Forz.
I'm just a birthday boy. You got me.
Get the pinata. Yeah, no, we're good. No suing needed. Thank you.
Okay. What, it's been a long day. Wow, you all look like hell.
Yeah.
Also, who's this? And Ernest is standing there next to Lucius, and I'm part of the family.
I give him a pizza party when we get back.
Once we're feeling better, we'll all go on the merry-go-round. But not on this night.
But
yeah, let's meet up again in the morning.
It's like John has a magical power. He knows when you're about to speak.
Yeah, seriously.
But Lucius, your phone will ring as you're standing out here with Clash and Pulp's looking at you from across the parking lot as the people here are starting to disperse now that the hands are showing up and, you know, Mr. Creek says nothing's going on. Mr. Creek will be reopening here shortly, but your phone will ring.
I will answer it.
Hello, Mr. Estebold.
Yes, speaking.
I'm curious as to why you came out here and why you did what you did. See, I assumed your sister would do it. I just did not assume you to be the kind that would do something like this of your own volition.
That's a hard one to process on how to respond to this. Seeing as how time just changed. In this timeline, we did a thing.
I assumed you were here to avenge your brother, but from what my contact had told me, then I must assume that you were here because of Amon instead.
And I am.
Excellent. I am also pulling a Baleen, as I understand you call it. So, I'll be arriving in 8 hours. I'd like to resolve this in a way that does not harm others, and I will assume that you also do not want this. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll let out kind of a long sigh after a couple seconds, and yes, that is correct.
Good. I'll meet you at the Golden Quarry on the east side. I'll offer you this, though. A standard Corlean custom. We can resolve this one-on-one if you truly believe in your purpose. If you do not, then your friends can die. You may save the Sagecom number under Taro Shin, and then he hangs up. And that's the end of the session!
Yay!
Yay!
Everybody knows that I don't believe in the purpose.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I'm trying to avoid my boss putting me on a pip. Give me a break.
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe, you know all the stuff. Our intro and outro are Monolithic by Nihilor, and you also heard Laissez-Faire and Mendel Hypercube. Sound effects by Pixabay. A huge thanks to all of you, as well as our Patreon supporters. And please, do give Arcane Amphitheater a listen. I've been following them weekly, and they are an absolute blast. Alright, take care of yourself, and I hope you all have a really great Thanksgiving. Alright, bye-bye.